a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. The what show?
The bigger show.
With the what sound?
With the bigger, bolder sound.
I love it. Hey, everybody, welcome. If you're joining us, it's 7:37 local time, 8:37 Eastern. I want to remind you that you can connect with us and listen live via our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. This segment is sponsored by Vantage Health. Vantage Health Plan's goal is to make their members well and keep them that way throughout the quality of life and the quality of care. Vantage Health is making health care work. And listen, all you've got to do for more information about Vantage Health is simply pick up the phone, 318-361-0900. Or if you're not in the local area, 800-888-823-1910. Also, MIGS. Minimally invasive image guided specialist. They're making patients better and faster. That's their top priority. You can phone them for more information at 318-445-9700. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Then we remind you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. The number to phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. Well, as we kick off the morning, I know you're on your way or you're getting ready to be on your way. Every single morning, we remind you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m. And this is pretty much, you know, every city, every town, every state, USA. And I know that things happen in the morning that just kind of, sometimes you're running really, really good and you have enough time. And then there are other times in the morning where you're harried and hurried and you just simply, say to yourself, I'm just going to speed through this school zone just this once. I hope nobody's watching. Well, please make sure that you're mindful. And I don't know what it is here of late, and I've been talking about it a lot because we've been seeing it. There are a lot of pedestrians walking in very, very busy, high traffic areas that really, I don't know if the grass is, and it probably is wet, or if they just don't want to get over on the side. So in addition to kids that are standing unattended in many cases at bus stops, we also have people that are walking, getting to their destinations. So it is critically important, and I know it's hard to do because every single morning I see somebody with their phone glued to their ear or they're texting, and we feel like we're so experienced behind the wheel that we can do it. But I'm going to tell you, every time I see somebody walking really, really close, you know, close to the road, I say, and I tell DC, and we just say, you know, one swerve, one misstep could cause that person a lot of problems, and you as well. So just be mindful this morning as you're traveling in. Now, switching gears, I'm going to tell you, DC and I have really been talking a lot about being in the flow and being in the rhythm of life and how good that feels. And I think that week that we had off, it really gave us pause where we just, I've been saying to some friends, and they've been saying to me and my mom as well, you know, how God has a way of really slowing you down. But sometimes you have to be slowed down, not just to rest, but to get into rhythm with God and the universe, to really sit still and be quiet and hear the next thing. And every single morning since we've been off, DC and I really feel a sense of reinvigoration, a new energy. And DC said this morning to me before we got started, he said, it just feels like a fresh anointing. And I believe that that's for everybody. I believe that's not only for us, but it's for you as well. Sometimes you just have to stop and heal yourself and be quiet and listen for the next thing. And so if I'm talking to you this morning, I hope that you'll find some time. You may not be able to take a week off, but that you'll find some time to just stop and be still. And it won't be a consequence of being sick and not having a choice. It'll be just you saying, okay, I feel like my season is changing, and I feel like I have to be quiet and be still to hear the next thing. I'm telling you, when you're so busy and you're moving so quickly and so rapidly, you get so caught up that all you're doing is talking and telling God what you need to happen, what you want to happen, what you're believing to happen, that you don't really give yourself time to listen. And so I just wanted to share that with you this morning. I hope you just give yourself some time to listen. Now, switching gears, you know, tomorrow is National Go Red Day. Go Red for women. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. It is the number one killer, really, of all Americans, more than all cancers combined. And so tomorrow, in show of solidarity, not just women, but I hope that men will find just a splash, just a hint of red to show their support. And the reason why we talk about women and heart disease so much are because the factors that cause heart attacks and the symptoms are so very different in men than they are in women. So it is a national day of red. People all around the country are going to be showing their support and solidarity. And we're asking you to do the same. It's February 7th. That's tomorrow. It's Friday. I hope you mark it on your calendar. We've been reminding you all week long, and we're going to remind you again before the show is over so that you can show your support for your family, for your sister, for your friend, for your aunt, for your mother, and all of those women that will invariably be stricken by heart disease. And there are new revelations this morning that when we come back, I want to talk about CVS and the radical transformational move that they have made in 7,600 stores to stop selling tobacco products. And it is such a huge win. And we believe And many experts believe that they will be trendsetters in being the change. You know how we talk about the change? Being the change that we all want to see in healthcare. Hey, everybody. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is credit union with a heart, dedicated to excellence. Also, don't forget Amerigroup Real Solutions. They're providing real solutions for those who need a little help. The number for more information, 800-454-3730. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. And remember, it's tax time. People are lining up to get their taxes done. Well, start at Tanja's Professional Tax Service, where she's putting customers first, where she's making sure that you get the most for your the most in your refund that you can get. She's making sure that all of your paperwork is straight. She's helping businesses, churches, and various organizations to make sure that they're on point with their tax returns. You can phone Tanja in Bunkie at 318-346-4091. Y'all, it's Thursday. We're headed toward the weekend. We've got an incredible conversation on point that you'll want to stay tuned for. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Attention, Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating business with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance, such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No.
I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams and participate in McDonald's.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
And a bottle of wine and a hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it was up to take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't stop to cry. Girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, and Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Say tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
that I could stay. Girl, you know I've got to go.
We know everyone's looking for ways to save. So. Why not save on car insurance?
Save tonight.
Free quote.
Fight the breakup, don't come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight. Fight the breakup, don't come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Hey everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. We know you're on your way this morning at 7:56 local time, 8:56 Eastern time. Today, of course, is Thursday, and we're headed straight for the weekend. You know, I just want to thank everybody that has talked about, you know what, Carlette, I'm glad you got your voice back. I'm glad you're feeling better. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for the thoughts and the prayers. I'm not 100%, but boy, I'm feeling so much better. You know how people say, well, I sound worse than I feel. Still a little bit raspy, but feeling so much better. Now, as you're traveling in this morning, this is what I want to remind you about. Remember we talked about preparing for the affordable health care plan and how you can make sure that you and your family are signed up? Well, remember, today at 11 o'clock, from 11 to 12:30, at the main library downtown, Wesley Watkins from UDB Insurance is going to be there. You still have time to call and say, listen, I want to be there. You can call Faith Johnson at 318-445-2411, extension 1036, and let her know that you want to put your name on the list. It's absolutely free and open to the public. And we said it yesterday, and we'll say it again. It is really absolutely imperative that every single person understands the Affordable Health Care Act, i.e., the Obamacare, and understanding it is going to help you to make a better decision for you and your family. So don't worry about what they say. Don't worry about all the things that you've heard. If you tried to go on the website and you were unsuccessful, Wesley is going to be there to show you how to navigate it and to help you through the process. And what we love about Wesley more than anything is that he is doing these consultations, helping people get signed up at no cost to you. So come out of fear, come out of uncertainty, and go down to the library. You can make it a lunch hour thing. Take your friends with you. He's also going to tell you what's going to happen for those people who have insurance at their job and what they need to do and how you need to make sure that you get signed up before the end of March. Again, the number to phone, 318-445-2411, and that's extension 1036. And we'll give that number throughout the show. And, you know, at the top of the show, we talked about National Go Red for Women Month. It's Go Red for Women. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. And when we saw the reports yesterday that CVS has really, really made, transformational is not even a good enough word, they made a real commitment to be the change that they want to see in healthcare. And all of this is connected with healthcare. And they said, you know what? How can we sell tobacco when really our mission is to try to help people get better? So this is what happened. If you didn't read the article or if you didn't see the news, the drugstore giant CVS Caremark announced yesterday it will no longer sell tobacco products at its 7,600 pharmacies starting October 1st. Now get this, DC. CVS sells $1.5 billion in tobacco a year. How transformational, how phenomenal is that move?
Man, Carlette, that is a giant move. And not only are they they're losing about 1.5 million in sales.
Billion
in sales on the cigarettes, but they're also losing another 1.5 billion in sales for people coming in to get cigarettes buying other products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are putting it out there, man. They are really saying that, look, we're going to be the change, and we don't care how much we lose to do it.
Absolutely. And that
is a giant step.
It is a giant step to health care. And, you know, when we saw that, we said, you know, we ask every day for people to be the change that they want to see.
Right.
And we say this, let's stop talking about it and be about it. Well, there's no other way to be about it than what CVS has done. And you know what it made me feel like, DC? It made me feel like I want to use CVS. I want to use CVS as my pharmacy.
Right.
I mean, it really endeared Americans to CVS because they said in all good conscience, we cannot continue.
Absolutely. And that right there is really putting your money where your mouth is. They're saying, because, you know, people go in there and get checks. They got the nurse practitioners mm-hmm. in there who are checking on people and having their blood pressure checked mm-hmm. and their sugar diabetes checked and things of that nature. And right over a few aisles over, we've got the stuff that kills you.
Right.
You know.
And they said, you know, they didn't say this, but I'm saying it's paradoxical. It doesn't make sense. You know, on one hand, we're trying to heal you. And on the other hand, we're selling something that can kill you. And you know what? They made a bold, bold decision. And they said, you know what? Their future is in healthcare. And they have chosen to take a stance. And then they pulled some other pharmacies that said, you know what? We have been looking at this and looking at making this move. But this is momentum. And that's why I guess I pulled out my momentum cup this morning. This is a game changer in life. And as we read the article on yesterday after we left the microphone, we said, you know what, we really need to, and we have already, our team has connected with the White House to talk about this bold new move that CVS has made. But also, we want to bring the White House in to talk about affordable health care and how people need to really make their bold moves, DC, to get signed up before the end of March.
Bigger.
You know what? It's so heartwarming that, you know, how many conversations have we had with Dr. Gary Jones, DC?
Oh, man.
And we said when...
You've got the right one, baby.
We said...
You know, that's his key term. You've got the right one, baby.
Dr. Jones, good morning. If you're listening, wherever you are, you know, we thought of you... In this bold step that CVS has taken. And we said, you know what, out of the hundreds of conversations that we have had with Dr. Jones, his main sticking point, he and LACVT and the work that they are doing and the chests that he's cracking open to do bypasses, literally sawing open. And even when we talked to Dr. Oz, and by the way, Dr. Oz is also on our list for this month for Women in Heart Disease. Dr. Oz and Dr. Jones, when they came together in conversation on this show, talked about cigarette smoking. And when you hear about a company that is literally going to lose billions of dollars, you know, in America, D.C., that's just not the American way. Most people are so busy trying to figure out how to get more, more, more. But you know what our pastor says often? He says, sometimes decrease is actually increase. Well, you know what? I believe that this decrease is actually going to catapult them to a level that they cannot even understand. And coming on the heels of Go Red for Women, in a conversation that people are having across America and across the world, where we're inviting people, we're encouraging people, we're saying, ladies and gentlemen, if you're smoking, it is killing you. Oh, I heard you out there. You say, well, I got to die of something. I'm not going to stop smoking. Well, you know what? When you know better, you're supposed to do better. We're all going to die. Nobody is here forever. But we don't have to do anything that is going to expedite our health and our well-being. And you know, this morning I talked about being in rhythm with the universe and being in alignment. You know, you can't be in alignment when you're ill in your body, when you're doing things that are constantly tearing down your body. And this is no condemnation for smokers. This is food for thought. This is something that we hope that you will think about. And you'll say, you know what? How is smoking helping me? How have I benefited from smoking? It makes my hands, ladies, if you're a lady, it makes your hands smell nasty. It gives you wrinkles early. It makes your breath nasty and stinky. It makes your lips darker. What are the benefits to smoking? It's not pretty. You know, there used to be a time when it was glamorous, as Dr. Jones would always say, you got the right one, baby, where, you know, it was glamorized. Now people don't even want you within yards of their business if you're smoking. So now is the time to consider being the change that you want to see in your own life. Magnolia State Mortgage is where dreams come true. You can contact the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage if you're wanting a new house. It's time. The interest rates are phenomenal. If you're wanting to refinance, stop putting it off. Or if you're investing, here's the number for our ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage, 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Don't forget about Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they absolutely remove your doubts. We've been to their center. They've got state-of-the-art technology, and I'm going to tell you, Ray and his team, they are perfectionists. Don't forget about Nora Clayton at Bionique Hair Salon. If you're looking for great style, I call her my weavologist. Yes, great weave, healthy hair, whatever it is. You can phone Nora for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday. She's going to get you in. She's going to take care of you. She's going to make sure you're on point. Hey, everybody, it's 7 minutes after 8. You're on point. We're going to take a break. We're back after this.
And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear. The trouble, it might drag you down.
Christmas, the bigger show, and the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time left.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time, just for you and for me, to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, OCTAVIA. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. I know someday that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. Somehow I know. You make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war. But I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right and we'll be united. Amazing. And being in your life is gonna change me. And now I can see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out. And I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get. Than I get, than I get. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you can to give so much more than I get. Yeah, I just haven't met you yet.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. We know that you're settled in now, you're on your way. And we have really an incredible conversation on point this morning. And let me just set it up for you a little bit, because many of you know who listen to the show that our mantra is simply don't quit. And we've even gone a step further to tell you to put it on your computer. We've got it on our dream board. Don't quit. Well, you guys know that we are avid readers, and we came across a book that was sort of contrary to that. And I'm going to use our newism. The people who listen to the show know what that newism is. That's our Uncle New and the things that he would say. And he would say, in this instance, updating. So let me tell you what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a book that is called Mastering the Art of Quitting, why it matters in life, love, and work. I know it's contrary to what we've been saying, but it's really, really critical. And I believe that this conversation is going to touch a lot of people. And let me introduce you to our guest. Her name is Peg Streep. She is the author and co-author of 11 books and a blogger at psychologytoday.com. She co-authored Mastering the Art of Quitting, Why It Matters in Life, Love, and Work with Alan B. Bernstein, LCSW. They've written several books and done lots of work, lots of research on the study. And we welcome Peg to her very first time to the OPT Network. Peg, good morning and welcome.
Thank you for welcoming me. Good morning.
So, Peg, I said it in the intro, it was contrary to everything that we believed. And it is contrary, even in the book, to what we're hardwired to believe, is to persist and never quit. I want to start with why you wrote this particular book.
The spark for this idea actually came out of observations of friends and acquaintances, many of them women, some of them men, who had either left situations, jobs, relationships. And what I started to notice was that even though they had left, they kept talking about it. There was a sense in which they hadn't left at all. One friend of mine, getting out of a long-term relationship, ended up on a first date. What did she talk about? The man she left. And so I started looking into what precisely was this process called quitting. And I discovered that it's not what we associate with quitting culturally. The person who doesn't have the guts to stick it out, the person who, you know, feels daunted by the challenges, and that quitting itself isn't what we think it is, which is the I'm out of here, slam in the door moment, but that really being able to let go of something is a process, and it's not easy.
And so for all of those people that are listening and that have been hardwired, and what I love about books like yours is that there is a science that supports this conversation. But there are a lot of people that are in the wrong place at the wrong time doing the wrong things. And as I read the book, because I'm going to tell you, Peg, it took me, first of all, once it came across our desk, it took me a moment to embrace the idea, because I have been anti the idea my whole life. But then when I began to see the bigger picture of people being in the wrong place at the wrong time, doing the wrong things, and your own very story of that made me say, sometimes you have to get out. Talk about your own personal journey through letting go and quitting.
Well, you know, again, most of us, like myself, will find that we have to, at some point or another in life, readjust our vision, that we're on a path. It could be a career path. In my case, it was a career path where I thought that something was a perfect fit for me. And I was bound to become a college teacher, in fact. And I love teaching. Make no mistake about that. But what I didn't really like was the university setting. And I didn't like the department I was in. And I didn't like the backbiting. And also, at that time in the job market, I would have had to move away from everything I knew to pursue a teaching career, live in a different part of the country, basically give myself over to my career. And I didn't want to do it. I knew it wasn't right. And I began to understand that for me personally, I really needed to work independently. But the important takeaway lesson really is that it isn't that persistence isn't hugely valuable. It absolutely is. But sometimes we will find ourselves in a place where we suddenly realize that the path we're on isn't the path we should be on. And it's that moment where we have to be able to disengage from that path. And it's not easy.
No, it's not easy. It is indeed. And I'm glad you talked about that, because you mentioned that in the book, disengaging. And when we started reading the book, we opened up to possibility. And you said something so powerful. There are so many people that are on someone else's path. They are living someone else's dream or someone else's expectations. And you talk about having to learn this new behavior of quitting. But quitting is such an ugly word. So how do we, if we're in the wrong place, doing the wrong thing, doing something we absolutely can't stand to do, like you got people driving in this morning listening to our conversation, and they are in absolute drudgery about where they're going to work at. How do we help those people to disengage?
Well, one of the things that you have to be able to do to disengage is, first of all, recognize that it's a process. Get the idea of quitting as the act of a coward out of your head. It isn't. Get the idea that quitting is as easy as slamming that door behind you. It isn't. What you really have to do is get in touch, first of all, with what you're feeling and thinking. Why is it that you need to leave? Why is it that you need to let go? You have to be prepared for the fact that letting go and leaving is going to require you to manage your thoughts and manage your emotions. There's going to be a moment of free fall.
Mm-hmm.
But what you really then have to do is look inside and say, okay, where do I need to go next? Because quitting includes the loop, artful quitting, of re-engaging, choosing something new for yourself, deciding on that goal, coming up with strategies and plans to achieve that goal, managing the feelings you have about quitting, whatever it is that you quit, and then moving forward to new achievement. So quitting isn't a one-step thing. It's really a four-prong thing that basically has you at the end setting new goals for yourself, whether that's in the area of relationship
mm-hmm.
or work, or even where you live. You know, you may decide that you need to move in a literal sense and finding a way to be able to do that.
Well, you know, I just feel sort of in the atmosphere and in the universe, people are saying, wow, okay, this is a conversation that I really needed. But isn't the hardest part asking yourself why? And I'll give you a for instance. There's a woman probably right now that's listening that has been in a relationship for way too long. And her partner refuses to commit. And so every year, especially around Valentine's Day, she says, if I don't get the ring this year, it's over. So how do we help those people that, okay, y'all been together 15 years. You want to get married. He won't commit. You're hoping. You're praying. You're believing. He's going to give you the ring this year. How do we help those people?
Well, one of the things that everyone has to recognize is that we are hardwired to persist,
mm-hmm.
which means that the way in which we think about things, and obviously how we think about things, colors how we feel about things, all ends up on the side of persistence. So give you a couple of examples of how our thinking fools us. You mentioned being in a relationship for 15 years. There's something called the sunk cost fallacy.
Say it again. Say it again.
The sunk cost fallacy. The idea being that most of us, when we look at a relationship or a job, what we automatically start doing, because human beings are really conservative, really, they don't like losing stuff.
Right.
First thing we think of is, I've been there this long.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Now, thinking about what you have invested in the situation makes you think, well, I can't lose that investment.
Right. And how do I start over with somebody else after 15 years?
That's right. But, of course, that's wrong-headed thinking. Because your investment, by the way, isn't going to make you any happier, is it?
Hmm.
You need to recognize that how you're thinking about it is keeping you there. Not love, not happiness, mm-hmm. not sense of satisfaction, but the fact that you have invested this becomes the glue. Now, that glue's not going to make you happy. Similarly, human beings and animals, as it happens, can be what's called intermittently reinforced. And the idea being, you want something from your boss. You want him to treat you like a person, respect your ideas. Or you want that from your lover. You want your lover to be attentive. You want your lover to listen to you. Well, most of the time, he or she does not. But some of the time, just once in a while, he or she does. Now, what happens to human beings in that situation is they get hugely psyched and they say, oh, see, we're turning the corner. He's listening. She's listening. Wow. That, too, makes us stay put. Of course, that's just a flash in the pan. It doesn't really, in many, many cases, mean that the person actually has committed to listening to you, that your boss has suddenly found respect for you. Mm-hmm. It's just that literally, it's quite literal, your brain lights up with pleasure because there's a glimmer of hope. All of these things keep us stuck.
Wow.
And they don't do well, really. And, you know, there's an evolutionary reason for that. I mean, when survival and human life was pretty much dictated by physical skill, all of these ways of thinking about things made a lot of sense because your investment, you're getting something some of the time meant that all you had to do was hone your physical skill set and you'd hunt down the animal. We also tend to see losses as near wins, and you don't have to be at a slot machine to do that.
Mm.
The point is that the brain is always on the hunt for the positive sign.
Mm. That's powerful.
To keep us going.
That's powerful. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about how people know when it's time to quit. Legacy Floral Designs, they're located at 2975 Highway 28 East. Remember, it's Love Month in addition to everything else, and you can make the person that you love the most happiest with Legacy Floral Designs. All you've got to do is phone 318-321-1991. They're located, again, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville. Also, Southern Heritage Bank, they're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Journey Hospice, dignity, comfort, and support. Also, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. When we come back, we'll have more with Mastering the Art of Quitting, why it matters in life, love, and work. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Design specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
Vantage Healthcare is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me. I guess you didn't care, and I guess I liked that.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. What an incredibly interesting conversation that we're having with Peg Streep. She is the author and co-author of 11 books, and she's also a blogger. And by the way, Peg, I love your blog, psychologytoday.com. Her book is called Mastering the Art of Quitting, Why It Matters in Life, Love, and Work. Now, during the break, we were talking about when you know it's time to quit. And even a little bit broader than that, we relegated it to women. And ladies, I'm talking specifically to us and to you, because many of us are so attached to our titles, especially if we're Dr. So-and-so, or we're attorney so-and-so, or we're CEO so-and-so. And so we get so attached to the title, the importance, the grandeur that we feel from the community, from our peers, from everybody. But we're in a position that we absolutely can't stand. It's drudgery. And so I ask you the question, Peg, how do we help those people learn and understand when it's time to quit?
Well, there's no one size fits all. Here's the moment. The only person who can really answer whether or not it's time to quit is you. And if you examine how you feel in the day-to-day, how you feel in the long term, do you feel joy? Do you feel satisfaction? Do you feel as though you're really into whatever it is that you're doing? And if the answer is no, you don't. And if you sat down and you made a list of the things about your life that make you happy and the things that don't, and suddenly you're noticing that the don't list is a lot longer, that is the moment at which you've got to sit down with yourself and say, okay, what would make me happy? What can I do to be happier? And that is, of course, the moment at which the process of disengaging and letting go starts. That moment of recognition that your life just isn't working for you in the way that you want, and you need to do something about it.
And you know, my whole problem, and I'm glad that I read the book and opened up myself and my mind to the possibility. The whole problem I think that people have, Peg, with mastering, if you will, quote unquote, the art of quitting is such an ugly word. In society, if you quit, it comes with so much negative connotation. How do we get past that?
Well, to recognize, I think, that the dictionary definition, which is literally someone who stops doing something too soon or for the wrong reason. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are people who are quitters in that not too flattering sense. We've gone to school with them. We've worked with them.
Mm-hmm.
They show up in, you know, fifth grade when you're doing a group project, and one person in the project contributes nothing.
Uh-huh. Right.
We've had it at the office, where the person just doesn't pull his or her weight. But that's not the kind of quitting that we're talking about. The kind of quitting that we're talking about, which is not the cultural point of view, is the person who has the wherewithal and the guts to look at his or her life honestly,
mm-hmm.
from her own perspective or his own perspective.
Absolutely.
Ask the question, is this enough? Is it giving me joy? Is it giving me satisfaction? And has the guts to say, actually, no, I want something else. That's an act of courage and self-assertion.
Absolutely.
It's very hard.
Absolutely. And this is what you wrote in the book, and it just really moved me to my core. It says, quitting frees the mind and spirit. And it's the act of quieting the act of quitting that permits growth and learning and promotes the ability to frame new goals. Failing without quitting diminishes the self and often incapacitates our ability to act. And I had to read that last line several times. Failing without quitting diminishes the self and often incapacitates our ability to act. I mean, for me, that was like so deep. So many people are just almost in a straitjacket and paralyzed.
Well, again, it's the habits of mind that I was talking about before. It's seeing what's really a loss as a near win.
Mm-hmm.
Being intermittently reinforced, you know, either by praise or a glimmer of hope on the horizon in a bad relationship. And it does become a straitjacket of sorts. And the truth is, most of us end up staying where we are,
mm-hmm.
long past the expiration date.
And you know what I call? You know what I call that, Peg? I call that when the season is over. I don't care. And we were talking about, you're in New York this morning, and it's cold in New York. And when winter is coming in New York, I don't care how many times you decide in winter you're going to wear shorts. It is not going to stop winter from coming. It's yes, not going to stop it.
Well, that's called wishful thinking, and we all indulge in that too, by the way.
We do, but don't you have to know when the season is over? You got to know when it's time to get out.
We absolutely do, but it's not easy.
No, it's not easy.
The reasons we do things, the reasons we set goals for ourselves are very complicated, and one of the things that this book encourages you to do is to really examine those goals. Are they yours? Are they actually yours? Do you own them? Or have you adopted these goals because you're trying to please someone else? Or you're trying to please other people? Many people choose professions because they've been encouraged to do so by parents,
mm-hmm.
or spouses. Or mentors, or teachers. And then they get to that place, and they suddenly say, this isn't for me. And letting go, I tell the story of a lawyer in the book who became, in fact, a woman, became a very, very successful trial lawyer. Very successful.
Mm-hmm.
Became partner. Here was the problem. She didn't like confrontation. I know that sounds really counterintuitive. But the real problem was that she was really good at it.
Huh.
So she's getting raises. She's making a lot of money. Along with that comes a lifestyle.
Right.
She likes her colleagues. But she really, in her heart, doesn't love the work. In fact, she hates the work because she hates confrontation. And it took her 15 years to leave. It took her 15 years to make the decision to quit. She is now a school teacher.
Wow.
And she is happy because not only is her life free of confrontation, but she has discovered that for her, being part of the community,
mm-hmm.
leading the young, teaching the young, feeling a part of other people's lives is the reward, not the big bucks she made as a litigator.
Mm. And you know, that really is keeping right with what you have written in the book, where it says, successful and satisfied people know both how to persist and they know when to quit.
Absolutely. Again, quitting is not a standalone answer. I mean, no one is going to tell anyone that persistence is not valuable.
Right.
Of course it is. But the problem is that persistence needs to be able to be combined with the ability to look at those situations where persistence isn't getting you anywhere.
Right.
The situation's not going to change. It's not going to get better. It's not going to make you happier. It is at that moment that mastering the art of quitting actually matters, where you have to be able to look at your life and realize that all the stick-to-itiveness in the world isn't going to change anything.
You're never going to win.
You're never going to win, not in your own personal terms.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get the satisfaction. And again, you know, all of these situations are very complicated. When we work, we don't just pick up paychecks, but we derive personal satisfaction, a sense of meaning, mm-hmm. hopefully, from our work, a sense of purpose. If you're in a job that gives you nothing but a paycheck, and you're spending more than 40 hours a week at that job, that's going to make you unhappy.
Absolutely.
And you need to be able to figure out what you can do to improve your life so that you are happier in the day-to-day.
And Peg, doesn't it become a matter of comfort? I'm comfortable here. I know the routine. I know my job. You know, you get so ingrained in what you have done for the last 15, 20 years that you never have the faith, really, or the courage to step out of the boat and step into the unknown.
Listen, as I said, human beings are a conservative group. We like to think of ourselves as risk takers. We're not.
No.
Psychological studies show we are much more attuned to the possibility of losing something
mm-hmm.
than we are of gaining something.
Absolutely.
And we're also creatures of habits, by the way. I mean, one of the interesting things about happiness is this. Everything about the brain and how it works, a lot of it is automatic and about habit. One of the reasons that our goals don't always deliver what we think they will, that is lasting happiness, is we get used to things. It's
mm-hmm.
called the hedonic treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're saying to yourself, well, if I get that promotion, I'll be really happy. And it doesn't matter whether you're going to be promoted to manager or you become a full professor or you become a law partner, but you say to yourself, okay, if I get that, that's it. That's the ticket. Or it could be that big house.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be a great sports car. Well, here's the problem. Eventually, the promotion, it takes some time, but it will happen, is just your job.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your new job anymore. It's just your job. That big house, eventually, it's just your house.
Right.
And the car, and the fancy sports car, is an automobile in your driveway. It's not giving you any of that make me happy feeling that you thought that it would deliver on. And that's one of the reasons that knowing yourself, mm-hmm. reevaluating your goals over the course of time so that you can actually maximize your happiness and satisfaction is really, really important. You know, stepping out of your comfort zone and saying, okay, how can I make things better for myself?
Mm-hmm.
Are there ways I can? And, you know, most of us, if we devote ourselves to really thinking, to being realistic, to giving ourselves the benefit of the doubt, we will find that we are much more empowered to make changes in our lives than we think we are.
Absolutely. And what I love the most is that these were not just mere words for you, even though, you know, you changed your focus, you know, early in your 20s, but you did that. You left almost a PhD almost in its completion. I mean, very, very near the completion to step into your destiny, that thing that burned inside you, that thing that you knew that you knew that you knew that you were supposed to do. And that's really, Peg, one of the main reasons why we do this show every single day so that not one person will be living a life of drudgery. And if they are, that they will begin to think differently, that they will be able to take the ideas and ideals of what others have done and say, you know what? If Peg did it, if Carlette did it, listen, when we started this show going into its seventh year, we didn't know if it would pay the bills. We didn't know how it was going to happen, how it was going to manifest. But we knew that where we were was not where we wanted to be for the next 20 years. And it takes a lot of chutzpah. It takes some real moxie to say, you know what? I'm going to choose happiness over where I am, the position and the title. And for us, that's what this conversation was really, really about.
Absolutely. I mean, again, what people have to recognize is this is hard. There will be a moment of free fall. There will be a moment of self-doubt. But the truth is that there's light on the other side. And being able to break out of your rut and move forward is going to free your mind, is going to feel your emotions. You have the power to change yourself.
Absolutely, you do. And Peg, so there's so much in the book. Now, and I ask all of our authors this because there's got to be one central theme that people that will pick this book up and read it, and it's not one of those books I think that you could just read through. You really have to sort of ruminate on it. What is the most important thing that you hope that people will take away from the book?
That it's not only important to consider letting go of certain things, but that it can actually help you lead a better life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And go ahead.
Yeah, that's really, again, we're not only hardwired to persist, but we're also encouraged by friends, lovers, peers to stay put because we tend to believe that there's value in staying the course. Well, there is value in staying the course, but only if it's the right course.
Absolutely.
If it's the wrong course, excuse me, but, you know, we don't make, culturally, we tend not to make those decisions, you know, those distinctions. When people get divorced, the first question you're always asked is, did you go to couples counseling?
Right.
Because the assumption is that you have to do whatever you can do, move heaven and earth to keep that marriage together. And that's your job. But sometimes the marriage doesn't deserve to be together. It shouldn't be together because it's not making either person happy.